This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgians turned out to vote in record numbers on November 6th, but two important offices remain undecided. Races for the Public Service Commission District 3 and the Secretary of State will be determined in runoff elections next Tuesday. GPB Stephen Fowler covered the debates for those positions today. He joins me now. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So Governor-elect Brian Kemp served as Secretary of State until a few days after the election. He has faced a lot of scrutiny for how his office handled the November election and just voting in general. So can you set the stage for us about what is at stake in the race for the next Secretary of State?
Well, so Ricky, the Secretary of State's office oversees business registrations, licensing for professional boards, and perhaps most importantly, elections. Georgia right now has 16-year-old touchscreen voting machines, a law that removes people from the rolls if they don't vote in a few elections, and strict voter registration laws that require information to exactly match state or federal databases. Because of these factors, the next Secretary of State will almost certainly fundamentally change the way we vote in the state for years to come. Now, outside of this race, a group aligned with Kemp's former opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, filed a federal lawsuit today alleging, quote, gross mismanagement of the November vote, and they also want to overhaul elections in Georgia. So whether Democrat John Barrow or Republican Brad Raffensperger wins next week, expect tons of attention to be given to this office.
In today's Atlanta Press Club debate, which I did moderate, only Democrat John Barrow was there. Where was his opponent, and what did he have to say?
So the Atlanta Press Club says Raffensperger declined to attend due to a scheduling conflict, so Barrow debated against an empty podium. Now, the two have debated a few times during the runoff, so this wasn't their only chance to have a head-to-head conversation. Today, Barrow answered a few questions about President Trump's endorsement of Raffensperger and the registration licensing part of the Secretary of State job. But in regards to elections, Barrow said the Secretary of State's office and the State Election Board needed to do more to work with local election leaders to ensure things run smoothly.
And that authority ought to be invoked in order to provide an answer to the 159 different jurisdictions that are going it their own way because they're not getting any guidance from the state anymore.
Barrow also said he would recuse himself from any sort of elections-related duties if he wins and runs again for any sort of office. Now, both candidates have agreed the state's outdated voting machines need to be improved. Here's what Raffensperger said in the general election debate about the state's process for picking out a new system.
What I said at the end of the day, we want to make sure that it's safe and secure and that we have a verifiable paper audit trail. What comes out of the General Assembly will hopefully allow us to put that out to bid, and so we'll have new voting machines up to date, ready to go for next fall of 2019, so that we're ready for the 2020 elections.
The other runoff debate is for the Public Service Commissioner representing District 3, which covers Fulton, Rockdale, Clayton, and DeKalb counties in Metro Atlanta. What are the key themes in that race?
Well, Ricky, Democrat Lindy Miller is challenging Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton to be on the PSC, which regulates utilities. One of Miller's main arguments she hammered home was about the cost of utilities in the state. She cited a Wallet Hub study that finds Georgia has the third highest utility bills in the country. And that study uses monthly electric costs, monthly natural gas costs, and monthly motor fuel costs. But Eaton says that's a misleading study and statistic because the Public Service Commission doesn't control most of those things.
Like it's this Wallet Hub study, which includes in the energy cost many things that the Public Service Commission simply doesn't regulate, such as gasoline prices and how much somebody uses their air conditioning.
Eaton, who's been on the Public Service Commission since 2007, says he deserves a fourth term because of his experience on the commission and an understanding of the financial and legal realms that this regulatory position often deals with. And another bone of contention between the two is the expensive and delayed nuclear power plant construction at Plant Vogtle near Augusta. Eaton says nuclear is a much-needed part of the energy mix in the state for the future, and Miller says Georgia consumers don't need to be on the hook for any further delays or cost increases.
GPB Stephen Fowler is our reporter covering the midterm elections. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And you can watch the Atlanta Press Club debates for Public Service Commission District 3 and Secretary of State on our website, gpbnews.org.